1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by the Rosen Automotive Group. Save a fistful of dollars. Save time and shop online at rosenautomotive.com.
Rosen, Rosen, Rosen. Rosen, Rosen, Rosen. Rosen!
Okay, you're at your same picnic setting.
All right.
You've clearly seen Bigfoot. He hasn't seen you. He's grossly unaware of his surroundings. I don't know if he's an older Bigfoot whose hearing has gone bad or whatever, but he's managed to hide out for all these years.
Yeah.
You don't know how because you're banging around and he's not even looking up. He's just eating
your hoagie.
He must be a Bigfoot congressman then.
Right, can't hear you.
He's just paying attention to nothing.
Stimulus
No, he's
money.
Just eating a box of brown sugar or something like that.
That he's stolen from another camper.
Right.
Okay.
You're, let's say, 15 feet away.
Wow.
He has no
idea. Do I want to sneak up on a Bigfoot?
You're not going to sneak up.
Like I'm walking up and then a stick cracks and he turns around.
You're a step away. You're a step away from your car where you have a loaded revolver.
Yeah. I shoot him.
Would you shoot him?
Shoot him to kill him?
Would you take him down?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay.
Absolutely.
I would. I would shoot Bigfoot and go, I got him. Here he is. I got him.
Finally got a Bigfoot carcass. Yeah.
Here we go. We have evidence.
Don't you want to keep him alive, though? Don't you want to wound him?
Mm-mm.
No.
Why?
What would be the point of keeping him alive?
I don't know. What if he does talk? I mean, his existence has been
what if you
so ludicrous.
Jeez, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Hello, Jake. Tell my wife I...
Have you ever heard of Halloween?
Everything's going bad.
So then it talked. Yeah, you know, he could be the missing link.
Then I get him to the hospital as fast as I could.
And he dies anyway. Now
really?
You're the dude that shot Bigfoot.
No, let's say it really is.
Oh, see, then that would ignite another controversy because now the man who shot Bigfoot...
your face on the front of USA Today.
Nelson in a 2009 photo. With
that surprised, stupid look. The man who shot Bigfoot says he could talk. Right before he died, Nelson said, the Bigfoot was complaining about the pain of being shot.
You'd have to have some flannel hat with the ear flaps on in your picture.
Oh, boy. You
know. No, just picnic wear, because he was just out on a picnic.
I suppose scientists could, you know, check and see what his vocal cords were like mm-hmm. and whether that part of the brain that controls speech was big enough.
A parakeet can make, you know,
yeah,
language,
that's true.
So,
that's
know.
True. What so, if the what if not. What if he could howl like a coyote and tweet like all the birds in the woods too?
Sing opera.
Yeah, yeah. He just mimicked sound. He really didn't understand it. He just you
so
know.
So rather than set aside a controversy whether or not there was Bigfoot, there would just be a new one whether or not he could speak. The man who shot Bigfoot says he could speak.
And
there'd be a lot in that video.
And yeah. Back in his nest, they would find his nest. They would find a copy of War and Peace or
Some
something
books.
Like that. Yeah,
yeah, right. Sprechen Sie Deutsch in 2 days.
Rosetta Stone. Right. He was learning Mandarin, right. The language of the future.
So you would shoot him.
Well, now I don't
then,
know.
Then, that's a book deal for you.
You
though.
Made that part up that he could talk. That wasn't part
brilliant.
Of my story.
That's brilliant.
He made that up.
If you shoot him, if you ever do get a chance to gun him down, make sure you say that. I swore I heard him call for help.
Yeah, because then you can extend your 15 minutes yeah. and you can get paid.
Oh, I'd have to warn him then.
No.
Talk or I'll shoot. Are you talking or is that some Bigfoot language?
Beaker bread with Chewbacca.